You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is a country deeply divided, and with federal midterm elections set for November the 6th, tensions are high. Now, the uncovering of suspected explosives sent to former President Barack Obama, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and the US news network CNN has ratcheted that tension to new levels. Mr. Obama and Ms. Clinton are two of the most prominent Democratic figures in modern times, while CNN has been an outspoken critic of Republican President Donald Trump. The network has often been the target of the president's outbursts against what he calls the fake news media. Nevertheless, President Trump has condemned the acts.
This egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans. My administration will provide additional updates as they become available. And I just want to thank everybody for their understanding. We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning.
And at a time when the country is deeply polarized, he has called for unity.
I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
Secret Services detected the suspicious packages addressed to both Mr. Obama and Ms. Clinton, and neither reached their final destinations. CNN journalists were reporting on those suspicious packages when they were evacuated from the Time Warner building in New York City after a pipe bomb and an envelope containing white powder were delivered there. The president of CNN Worldwide, Jeff Zucker, has released a statement blaming President Trump.
There is a total and complete lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their continued attacks on the media. The president, and especially the White House press secretary, should understand their words matter. Thus far, they have shown no comprehension of that.
The package delivered to CNN was addressed to former CIA director John Brennan, who contributes to CNN as an analyst. He has been a strident critic of the Trump administration. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill has detailed the New York Police Department's response and what was found.
So today, the NYPD and all of our law enforcement partners responded to reports of a suspicious package at CNN. Our intel, emergency services, and Patrol Bar Manhattan South responded immediately, secured the area, and began a search at the building. Responding officers identified a device that appeared to be a live explosive device. NYPD Bomb Squad responded, secured the device, and removed it for investigation. Additionally, there was an envelope containing white powder that was discovered as part of that original packaging, and we're in the middle of investigating that right now. The area has been swept with dogs and equipment and found no additional threats besides the white powder. And working with our law enforcement partners, we responded swiftly to secure the scene.
The attempted attacks come 2 days after a pipe bomb was discovered in a mailbox at the home of billionaire philanthropist George Soros, a major Democratic Party donor. He has been criticised by opponents for supporting liberal causes. The series of incidents has brought a new level of concern to the upcoming political contests, which will decide whether the Democrats can challenge the Republican majorities in the US Congress. With the elections in mind, Ms. Clinton says she is worried for the future.
It is a troubling time, isn't it? And it's a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together. Usually when people ask me how am I doing, which happens quite often, I say, well, as a person, I'm great. As an American, I'm worried.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.